It's Monday night. Welcome to the show. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, welcoming you to our show. We have a fun time here, actually, on Monday nights for all those people who are new tonight. I give a little talk about the cards or some other topic. We have a contest every night with a prize. Sometimes we have product specials. Then you can call in starting around a quarter after. You can call in before then if you want to get in line. But you can call in and ask me a question about what's going on in your life. And I'll use the cards of your destiny, to find out what's happening. That's what we're all about here, having fun in a spiritual kind of way. So today is November 16th, 2009. Interesting day because it's a four of clubs day. Scorpio, though. And this is probably one of the stronger Scorpio birthdays of the year. There are a couple like this. There's actually a Four of Hearts birthday that's very similar. It's October 31st, Halloween, where both of the planetary ruling cards are eights. And the thing about eight is, it's significant, is eight is the number for Scorpio. You know, Scorpio is the eighth house in astrology. So it's power. So when you have a Scorpio four that has two eights as ruling cards, you're talking about a very powerful person. Very powerful person. So, you know, don't let anybody born on this birthday kid you. They might be only 5 feet tall, but this is a powerful person packed into that small body that you see there. Double eight. So, and this is not somebody you ever want to get involved in a legal fight with either, because having that eight in Mars is a pretty, there's not many cards that could actually beat that card in a legal setting, okay? So keep that in mind about this birthday. Now, some people that are born today, let's see, I got a list here. Lisa Bonet, actress Lisa Bonet, who I think she was on the Cosby Show, right? Then we have Bryan Adams, R&B singer. We have Dave Kushner of Velvet Revolver. We have actress Martha Plimpton. Skater Oksana Baiul. Actress Maggie Guenthal. I do not know how to pronounce that name, so excuse me if I really butchered it. Pop singer Trevor Penick, NBA player Amare Stoudemire, I think I said that right. Heroes actor Noah Gray Cable, KB. Let's see, anybody old? Let's see, rock singer Manny. That's funny, I want to say that word old, because old is anything over 45 to a lot of people. Let's see. I don't see anybody else here that I'd even recognize on my list of people. But these people are powerful, and they probably use that power to help them achieve the success that they have in life. You know, it's a very powerful. And, you know, generally, Four of Clubs have very successful birthdays, very successful lives. You know, I can say that a card is very successful, and you guys hear me talking about it, but just because a card has a really good life path and they're very successful does not mean that person's going to be happy. Because happiness doesn't have anything to do with what you have. It has everything to do with what you appreciate or how much you can take in what it is you have. So, you know, yes, they have easier life paths, but they, from their point of view, it might be very difficult. They might say, oh, it's terrible, because their level of appreciation is so low. Okay? Okay, so let's get right to it. We have two things to announce before we get started with the talk. First is a small but fun product special. Now, in order to get the product special whenever I on the show, and they have a time limit, and this one goes until midnight Thursday, you have to just buy something on my website, Seven Thunders, you know, a book or whatever, and type in the code. And the code is BBS Radio, no spaces, and all caps. BBS Radio. So write that down in case you want to take advantage of this. And the special this week is, whatever you order, no matter what it is, no matter what price it is, you get a pair of our wallet cards. These little wallet cards are really cool. They're about the size of a business card, just a slightly larger. On one side, on the back side, I should say, are all the birthdays of the year and the cards that go with them. You need glasses if you're not young to read it, but it has every birthday. So if you can look up somebody right on the spot, if you don't know the formula, you can reach in your pocket or your purse, pull out the card and look up somebody. On the other side is the life spread and the spiritual spread. And if you know how to use that, like if you take my course, for example, the Cards and Relationships course that's available on my website, those two cards are all you need to do relationship readings between anybody. That's all you need because they're taken from those two spreads. So these wallet cards are really fun and great to have. And whoever gets the contest, uses the product special between now and Thursday night, gets, just type in BBS Radio whenever you order, anything you order on the website. Okay? And that leads us into our contest for tonight. This is a fairly obscure, but, you know, hey, I got to come up with something good because you guys are really sharp. I mean, I've noticed that people who call in are really paying attention because I sometimes put a question out there that I think is really hard and everybody gets it, or a lot of people get it. And so this one may be a little harder. We'll see. So there's a man named Olney Richmond, O-L-N-E-Y Richmond, okay? And he was born in the 1800s, and he is basically the father of this system because he's the first person to ever publish anything about it. It was never published before that we know of except by him. He wrote the Mystic Test Book. And he is, he's considered the authority. We have several books by him on our website. You can read about the history of him and also the cards and the Order of the Magi for which he was a Grand Master. My question is, what is Olney Richmond's planetary ruling card? I'm not going to even tell you what his birthday is or his birth card, but what is his planetary ruling card? If you can tell me what his planetary ruling card is, you win the prize. And the prize is a free report emailed to you, either any kind of report for anybody. It doesn't have to even be for you. It can be for somebody you love. Okay? So the question is, Olney Richmond's planetary ruling card. Now, the way we work this is the first person who gets it by calling in will win. If nobody who calls in gets it, the first person who emails me then becomes the prize winner. Last week, our prize winner was actually a person who emailed me. Nobody who called in got the answer. Okay? Now, those of you who are new tonight, you probably have been taking my Destiny e-course online, and even some of you who have already had my books know about the e-course and have been taking, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback. Okay, this is the time. I want you to know that what you're going to watch me do on the show tonight when I do readings for people is not that difficult. And even though I've been doing it for a long time and have a lot of experience, anybody can do their own readings with this system and really find some amazing information about your life. All you have to do is read the cards of your destiny or love cards or both. Those books have it, everything you need. And once you have them, you'll be doing readings for your entire life. Okay? You'll be doing readings for your entire life. It's a companion. I just can't imagine I'll ever not use this system. I mean, why would I? It's so wonderful just to understand people. I was talking to somebody today, actually, on the phone. I was saying, you know, just being able to know what somebody's birthday is and then knowing about the card pattern that goes with that birthday is such a wonderful, great thing to have. It's like you know what to expect from them. You know how you relate to them, what your relationship with them might be like if it's somebody you think you could get closer to or somebody you should be careful around. You know, it's just so much information. And they don't have to even say anything. You'll know all this before they even say anything. That's the beauty of it. All you need is their birthday. And I've never met anybody who wouldn't tell me their birthday. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are a few rare instances where somebody won't say their birthday. But it's so rare. It's less than 1%. Okay. So tonight's little class lesson is about sixes. And I want to talk a little about sixes, both about sixes when they show up in our reading, like a yearly reading or a weekly reading, and sixes of people that we know. And some of you out there might be a six, you know, so I might be talking about you. Six is, if you want to really understand six, you got to look at the Star of David. It's a six-pointed star. has two interlocking triangles, one pointing up, one pointing down. It represents balance. It also represents like the up and the down being brought together in harmony, like coordinating basically on the earth plane to the spiritual plane. And six, even though it's the number six, it represents karma, and karma is governed by the planet Saturn. So all six people have a Saturn element in their life. Okay, you can't help it. If you're a six, you're all about responsibility. People who are sixes are all about responsibility. Now, some six cards, like the six of clubs, is one, and the other one is the six of diamonds. The six of hearts. Those two especially, they have a lot more Saturn energy than some of the other sixes. Well, six of diamonds is found in the Saturn line in the spiritual spread. They have it as well. But these, you might say it's in general, but some six people are very, because of so much Saturn, they're very hard on themselves personally. They always make themselves adhere to such a strong right and wrong ethic and fairness. Boy, I tell you, sixes are all about what's fair and who did what to who and who owes who. Like six of diamonds, people will always pay their bills ahead of time. And, you know, the six of hearts will be so aware of love karma, incurring love karma. Six of spades is health karma, right? Six of clubs is all about saying the truth. There's an awareness in every sixth person. Whether they can actually be honest or be responsible is not always, it's not always definite, but they're always super aware of it. And they can be very hard on themselves. So that's why if you get into a situation where you criticize or somehow do something that a sixth person thinks you're attacking them, they are going to attack back, and they'll feel extremely righteous about it because they believe so strongly in the law of karma, of cause and effect. They'll feel like they are the vessels for God's karma being inflicted back on you. This can be dangerous sometimes because when you think about it, a sixth person, you may have said something to them or did something and you didn't mean to hurt them, but they took it as something as if you did. They will react to you, and they will come back to get you back, but you didn't actually do it. So that can happen, and that happens a lot, by the way. But we know sixes to be the most psychic cards in the deck, as a rule, and the most competitive. On one hand, they're peace lovers. On the other hand, very competitive. Very interesting combination for six people. Some of the most fortunate cards are sixes as well. There's a lot of beauty in the number six because of the balance as well. Now, when you or I get a six in our reading, it's always going to be about karma. Now, karma comes in lots of different flavors, right? Good karma, bad karma, instant karma. I mean, there's probably other varieties of karma that, you know, that we have in life. But the big thing is when a six comes in, destiny or karma or fate is being unveiled, is happening. Now, you know, when I say fate or destiny, it sounds like when you hear the word fate or destiny, it's fated, right? Okay, well, why is it fated? It's fated because we set something into motion in the past that makes this thing that's going to happen have to happen. And this can be good or bad. It doesn't have to be bad. I remember the year I had a Six of Hearts environment card for the year, which is a very good position to have any card, and it's a six. And that particular year is when I met my publisher. So it was good karma. I was destined to meet my publisher that year of a six. But one thing else I want to share with everybody about sixes, because you're going to get them. Every time you get a six, and especially a six in a long range, a result card, a displacement card, one of the 5 year long influence cards. Okay, those are the most significant: Pluto, result, environment, displacement, and long range. Okay, if you get a six in one of those positions, but especially in long range and especially in result, This could be a year when you find your life's purpose. I mean, if you're looking for what it is you really want to do in your life for work, for your career, for your occupation, the year you have a six in one of these prominent, powerful positions could be the year for you. So, you know, I have clients sometimes and, you know, they want to know, am I going to ever find what I'm looking for in terms of my career? And I look for sixes to tell them. Now, it doesn't have to be in the year long, but if that's the most powerful, it could also happen in a planetary period. But really, I like to see it in one of the year long influences before. Now, if you have a six in Jupiter or environment, it's good karma. Even Venus can be good karma. Saturn six will tend to be negative karma. But I've had a six in Uranus once that was negative karma. There was a nine of spades underlying it, and I really had to deal with some karma from my past in that period. It came up pretty strong, actually. So it can happen with other influences combining at almost any period. But generally speaking, Saturn is a six as you want to be careful with, whereas Jupiter, Venus, and environment are generally really good. And result card, always good for sixes. So I hope this has kind of helped you get a better understanding of sixes. There's an opportunity there for spiritual people to get in deeper in their life with every six. It's called the Wayshower's card, the John the Baptist, the spiritual teacher, the one who leads others to the light. So, you know, this is what most spiritual people are interested in doing in some way, some fashion. Okay. With that in mind, we are going to take our first break. And I want to remind everybody that we have a product special. If you order anything on 7thunders.com between now and Thursday at midnight and type in the words BBS radio from the coupon, you'll get a free set of wallet cards, which have all the birthdays and the cards associated with them on one side and the life and spiritual spreads on the other. I'll explain that more later in the show in case some of you aren't familiar with that at all. Okay, so we're going to take a little break right now. We're going to listen to the song Krishna Hare Krishna. And when we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines for your calls. And I think we have four lines already full. So we'll be talking to you guys here in about 5 to 6 minutes. Be right back after Krishna Hare Krishna. Well, we're back. We have our first caller tonight. You won't believe it. This is our first caller from Australia. We don't get callers from Australia very often. This is great. So welcome, David from Sydney to our show. Are you there, David?
Yes, sir. Well, good evening at your end. How are you?
I'm great. What time is it there? I'm just curious.
Oh, it's, was it 2 o'clock when I first rang? So whatever it is past the hour. So it's 2:16 here in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, 2:16. Oh, very interesting.
Great.
And what's the date there?
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Okay.
I think it's the 17th, I think.
So you're the day after tomorrow for us.
Yeah, I can tell you Tuesday's going to be a great day. How's that?
Oh, we appreciate knowing that. So, David,
anyway,
what's your birthday? What's your birthday, David? We didn't get that. What's your birthday?
That's all, I'll tell it to you. It's the 23rd of September, 1962.
Okay, great. Great day. Are you a Virgo or a Libra?
No, I'm technically a Virgo. I just before Libra in the cusp, yeah.
Okay, so did you call in to win our contest tonight?
I'll give it a go. Ace of Spades.
No, but that's a good guess. You're not far off.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, the reason for the call, if I may, is I would just like a general reading, please.
Okay, so what's the most important area of your life? I mean, what's going on that's important in your life this year? What are you doing that's important?
What am I doing?
What do you want to see happen in your life this year?
Without going into a big long spiel, the bottom line is that I just would like to know, at least on one front, I mean, nothing else seems to be working, but at least on the work front, what do you see in the cards for the next coming year, basically?
Okay, well, do you have your own business, David?
Yes, I do, yes. And also, just to help you, I have purchased your books, and I've been following you for quite a while now. So
okay, great.
To someone who knows how you operate.
So, you know, your Pluto card this year, you got both of your Pluto cards and both of your spreads are diamonds, powerful diamonds. You have a Jack of Diamonds Pluto in your birth card spread, a King of Diamonds Pluto in your ruling card spread. So the indication is very clear here that you need to really focus on your business and especially the promotional aspects of it. Okay?
Right, okay, because that has failed spectacularly in the last 2 years, so I don't know what else to say other than we'll just have to keep going.
Well, you have to do something different than you've done before, you know.
Yes, that's granted.
You know, maybe you need some help, some support from, you know, somebody else who's really good at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, and I have sought that help, which cost me a considerable amount of money in the recent
past.
Yeah,
but you have to be very careful when you hire somebody like that, because a lot of people get ripped off, not even intentionally, but, you know, people promise lots of things, but they won't really guarantee any results, you know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, be very careful about how much money you spend on advertising or anything like that, because a lot of money can be lost that way. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Yeah, so basically there are other things which I really don't, I mean, I don't have need to bring up. If I could just get that part of my life organized, then everything else would fall into place. So
yeah, you have a lot of love cards this year, though, too, a lot of things relationship-wise, and actually even right now, you just came into an Eight of Hearts period where, you know, if you're single, you're going to have a lot of fun in the next 52 days.
Well, that's good to know. I wasn't aware of that.
And you can use that in business as well, because you're going to be like Mr. Charm and Magnetism for the next month and a half. So you might as well use it both personally and professionally. So, you know, get the word out about your business. Learn about how to market. You're a double club. You don't really have any diamonds in you. You know what I mean?
No, I'm well aware of that.
So you need to go and hook up with a diamond person who can help you look at your business from a diamond perspective and learn how to get it out there to people so that you make more money.
Yeah, that has that's been very obvious to me. I can help someone else, you know, market themselves, but when it comes to marketing myself, it never seems to work for reasons I never quite understood. And it's true, I just don't have that, whatever it is, that special quality to draw people to me. But I do have the ability to do what I do well.
Yeah,
to the front door.
Yeah, you have a lot to offer, but, you know, sometimes people have a great gift, but they don't know how to market it. And without the marketing, the gift never reaches the people, see?
Yeah, I agree 100% there. Anyway, it's been a pleasure listening to you, and I'll listen to the rest of the program and in the coming weeks, and all the very best for the end of the year for Christmas.
Thanks for being my guest, David. It's great to have you calling all the way from Sydney. Have a great night or day.
That's all good to me. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I love that. Now, you know, he has those two diamond Plutos. He has a long range of a seven of diamonds also in his seven-year spread, but he also has it in the yearly spread with the two of spades. There's an indication of a partnership here, perhaps, maybe with a promoter. Look for seven of diamonds people. They can be really helpful, actually. Okay, our next guest tonight is called in before. I recognize her name and birthday. It's Jackie, and her birthday is November the 12th, 1970. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Did you call in to win the contest tonight?
You know what? I've been looking online the whole time. I can't find his, like, do we know his birthday?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to guess, you said close. I'm going to guess Ace of Clubs planetary ruling.
Oh, well, good guess. You're not too far off, a little farther than the last guy, but, you know.
Okay.
So I assume you called with another question.
I did. Well, I have a lot going on. You know, I'm moving in the next month, which I feel really good about that. I know I have some sixes in my yearly spread. And what do I, you know, and I'm also, like, in addition to all the irons I have in the fire, you know, I'm thinking of also just looking for a job until my creative projects take off. And I was just wondering, you know, will I get this job that I think I'll actually enjoy?
So you've just applied for a job just now,
yeah,
recently? Well, you have very good influences for that. I mean,
yeah,
look at your cards. You've got a Ten of Clubs and an Ace of Clubs. I mean, that looks like success right there. So
okay.
I would be surprised if you didn't. Let's put it that way.
Okay, because I'm looking to just basically work two jobs at once so I can eventually buy a house. And I'm also starting to write my book this year, which I hope to finish at the end of summer, you know, next year.
I
have a good influence for that with the Three of Clubs.
Well, it sounds like a nice plan, a really nice plan. Yeah.
Okay, so you think I'm on a good track with
I believe with all so, of it. Yes.
Hey, guess what? I went to court and represented myself,
uh-huh,
and I won.
What?
I won because I'm an Eight of Clubs. I won.
Oh, you did win. Okay, add that another card to our list of people you don't ever go to court against. Eight of Clubs.
Right. So, do I have anything else that you see in my, like, where the sixes manifest? I see I have a six in my Jupiter, a six of clubs.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like a really good year, actually, all around. You know, look at the two tens and the Queen of Hearts and Mars. So, you know, if you're looking, it seems like you're on a little bit of a roll in terms of looking for your real life's work and,
mm-hmm,
you know, getting that clean, settled and handled. And I think this is going to be the year a lot of that happens. It could be the year for you.
Okay. I've also kind of let the TV dream go into the hands of the universe, and I'm just sort of letting that one go to see what comes back.
Yeah, well, you know, follow your bliss, see what where it leads you, you know, see what happens, see what comes in.
Okay.
It's the best thing to do. Okay, so thanks for calling. It's great to hear your voice again, Jackie. I appreciate you calling. Enjoy the year. It's going to be great. And don't forget all the boyfriends you're going to have with the Three of Hearts long range.
I know you keep saying that, and they really have not been showing up, so I'll keep you posted.
Well, Jackie, the year just started, okay?
I know.
Not even in Venus yet. God.
I'm 1 week in. I'm not even a week in, and I'm already wondering.
Yeah, you're already going, it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen. No, trust me. Once your Venus period starts, you're going to see the fireworks start taking off. You'll see.
Oh, right. Of course, that's so true. Okay,
and you,
really
and you don't want something to happen in Mercury anyway, because Mercury things can be so quick, you know.
Right. Can I ask you, I'm a little confused about Three of Spades as the result. Is that a card I embrace? Is that a good thing?
It's an artist card.
Okay.
Artist ain't so bad, is it?
No, I'm definitely an artist, so.
Well, you know, it could be getting more. I mean, there's every year has a certain amount of mystery to it. You don't know exactly which way it's going to go. You know, there's so many ways the cards can be interpreted. So part of it is always just being open to see, to let something come in that might want to come in. Who knows,
right.
You know? Three of Spades, though, is an artist, or it's basically being very creative or working two jobs or two things at the same time.
Right, which I'm sort of manifesting right now.
Yeah, so maybe that's going to be your thing for a while.
All right, I'll keep you posted. Thank you very much.
All right, great, Jackie. Great to have you on the show again. Take care.
Thanks again. Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're not pressed for time now like we were last week. There was a show that followed our show last week, but now we're back to having as much time as we want. So I want to just, we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, I know the contest question is going to get handled because one of our fellowship members is on, one of our Magi counselors is on the line, and she'll have the answer to the contest question. By the way, about at least 8 people have emailed me and had the answer, and most of you had it right already. So good job, you know, good job. Unfortunately, I think a caller is going to snatch it up. Okay, so just a reminder, we're having a special. For everybody who's listening, this is good till now, until Thursday night at midnight. Anything you order on 7thunders.com, you type in BBS Radio in the coupon code, you won't get any discount, but you'll get a pair of wallet cards with your order. Now, I was going to say, if you order an emailed report, I guess I'll still mail them to you, sure. We'll mail them to you. If you order like an email report or something, we'll still mail it to you. Okay, so the coupon code is BBS Radio, no spaces. And you'll get that, you'll get the wallet cards. Okay, so we'll be right back after a break. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Shiva. And after Shiva, we'll be taking your calls. First up is Nicole from Idaho. Be right back after Shiva. We're back. I had to calm it down a little bit. Hope you enjoy this. Well, hey, I think I now have at least 12 emails with people who got the contest question. You guys are really paying attention. It's nice to know that there are so many card students out there who really do study and read. I mean, it's just fantastic. But no one's gotten them on the show yet, and I have a feeling Nicole, our next guest, will get it. So is Nicole here with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
How good.
I'll let my audience know that you are born on November 19th, 1989, and you are the youngest member of the Magi Fellowship. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I assume you came on the show to win the contest. Is that true?
Actually, I came on the show to get a reading, but if I'm allowed to answer, I'll answer.
Okay, so tell everybody what Only in Richmond's ruling card is.
His ruling card is the Nine of Spades.
And what was his birthday?
February 22nd.
Right, very good. So he's a Three of Diamonds. And people might not know this, but Three of Diamonds is the card that most of the Grand Masters of the Order of the Magi are. It's very interesting because Three of Diamonds is a very difficult life path. They're always worried about money and everything. But they have the Ace of Spades, and there's a Mercury card, and there's an intense interest in the metaphysical. So I have your spreads in front of me, and you're in Neptune, Dreamland, so what's up?
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I don't know. My birthday is on Thursday, so I was just looking for what's going on next year.
Well, okay. So, you know, all this is of course, needs to be taken in context of, you know, what is going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a Seven of Diamonds long range coming this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for most people, that is either, you know, really great money success or money problems. Okay?
Well, for me, it's going to be success, right?
Oh, okay. Well, good attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, see, your Five of Clubs ruling card has Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter, so I would tend to say that's very possible for you. But I don't know you well enough on a personal level to know whether you've really overcome, you know, all the money stuff yet. You know, maybe you have.
Maybe not yet, but I'm going to get there.
Well, you're going to find out, that's for sure. When a Seven of Diamonds comes up long ranges, that's when we really find out. That was the year that I had a tremendous breakdown and then a breakthrough about money in my life, you know, during that year. So that's the significant, you know, most significant things. And it's a Neptune year. Now, this is the last year of your seven-year cycle that you're in. So you'll be culminating up, and you've got a Jack of Hearts result. That's an interesting card to have. And then your Five of Clubs spread, you have a Ten of Diamonds result in the seven-year spread I'm talking about.
Ooh.
So these are both interesting result cards. I think you're going to be getting more involved into the cards and stuff. I think there's going to be more success as the year goes as well.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
You know, this system, all these metaphysical spiritual systems, really their true purpose is to enlighten us so that we have, you know, a life that is more full, more rich, more happy. I don't mean rich financially. I mean rich in other ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately all of our issues come up, you know, with especially for people like you and I and other people who are getting into this system in a bigger way. You can expect that to be at some point. All of our issues will come up at some point. I'm not sure when your time will be. But we'll find out about the Seven of Diamonds, and we'll see how you do.
All right. Sounds good.
And are you planning any moves or anything this coming year?
I would really like to. I mean, obviously, I'd always like to move, but I'm...
Yeah, because you're a double five.
Yeah. But,
any opportunity to move, you'd be like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, it really does not take much. I actually have all of my stuff downsized and ready to go at all times.
Oh, that's great. You know, my best friend growing up was a Five of Diamonds. His name's Mark, and you know, several times I said, Mark, we were like, you know, 20 years old. I said, Mark, we were living in Florida. I said, let's go to California. He said, okay. We just dropped everything and went. We didn't have money. You know, we just figured it out as we went. That's a five for you. Well, great. Send me an email with who you want the report for, and I'll send that report to you, okay?
What kind of report is it?
Whatever you want.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds good.
You can have a relationship report or a yearly report, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Nicole. Great having you on the show. I knew you'd get it.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And I want to thank everybody else who emailed. Let's see here. Let's see if I can give a few names here. We have Andrew Antilak. He got it correct. We have, let's see here. Carolyn, you did not get it correct. Nine of Spades, you got it correct the second time. We have, let's see, Cindy got it wrong. Cindy. Jack got it. Janet gave me the birth card, but not the ruling card. Jespathia Noel got it correct. John T. got it correct, I think. Yep, he got it. A lot of you guys got it. There's actually, I can't go through all of them. There's too many. Todd Person got it. Nice to hear from you, Todd. Tim Robertson got it. Trish Seward got it. Okay, so great, guys. Thanks for emailing. Good to hear from you. It's like all my old friends chiming in. Okay, so let's go on to our next caller. This would be Martha from Southern California. Her birthday is April 1st, 1950. Are you there, Martha? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
There's, is this Martha?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Martha.
Thank you.
Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Nice to have you on the show. What's up for you?
Oh, well, it's my second Saturn return time, and I'm trying to reinvent myself or thinking about reinventing myself. So I thought maybe you would have a little information to shed some light on that subject.
Yes. Well, first of all, you were in your Saturn period this year, which is the most difficult time of the year for everybody. It started on September 26th and goes until December 17th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if things seem a little bit heavier right now, that's the reason. But it's over, you know, soon. And this is the year you're in, though. This is a Jupiter year that you're in right now. Okay?
Yes.
And that means that wishes will come true. So, like, what if you really, really want to know something, like, if you want your life to really have something important like this, you're going to get it this year before your birthday.
Mm.
So how are you – have you already – figured out how to what you want to be reinvented as, or like where are you with all that?
I'm working on it myself. I'm working with another person, but my husband has had some major medical issues that seem to kind of sidetrack me. So he had two major surgeries just a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as I try to take a few steps ahead, I sort of get sideswiped.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, you know, just keep working through that.
Well, you know, you have to be feeling a little unhappy about your situation with a Five of Clubs long range. It means basically dissatisfied with what you have.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
And there's nothing wrong with that because it comes out of having been satisfied for a long time. It comes out of that. It evolves into it's not enough anymore. That's the way it works, okay? But, you know, it's up to you. I mean, it's a difficult thing. I can't tell you exactly what to do.
Oh, of course. I understand it.
But some good things will be happening. After December 17th, you're out of Saturn. And you'll be freer then to make some sort of change if you choose to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nobody can make a change and then not hurt anybody, okay?
Yes.
You know, if you think you're going to be able to get to change, to have a change in your life and not have to hurt anybody, you may not get that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. Not everybody's going to like it.
True.
You follow me?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I'm an Aries with a Scorpio rising. I understand these things.
Yes. So you know you have your own, you've dug your own prison.
Yes, exactly.
And so you have to undig yourself. You're the one that can do it.
Right.
That's the thing. So it's a good year, though. This is a year when you're supposed to be changing. Okay?
That's good.
Supposed to be evolving out of what you have had for so long. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Martha, great to have you on the show, and hope
you
call in again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, moving right along forward here, we have Michelle from Los Angeles, and her birthday appears to be January 16th, 1962. Are you still on there, Michelle? Or did you hang up because you had the contest question and somebody else already got it? Do we have Michelle on the line? Maybe not. Okay, let's move on to Diane. If Diane is here, let's try Diane. Who's born on September 4th, 1953? Are you there, Diane? Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now. Good to hear you. How are you?
Hi. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
And you are a seven of diamonds and a five of spades.
Yes, you've been talking about seven of diamonds quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, you could be a good promoter.
That's what I tell myself.
That's what you tell yourself. You could be a professional salesperson and make a fortune.
Yes, yeah. I'm aware of that in my reading. Can you tell?
Can I tell what?
What is in the way of manifesting that?
Well, you have an opportunity this year to make a tremendous amount of money, but you better start working on it right now.
Hey?
You have one of the best spreads possible for money this year, okay? I mean, it's outstanding. Okay? But, see, it's not going to happen if you don't have some place for that money to show up. Does that make any sense?
Exactly. Any hints in my chart of what I would be good at? I've tried so many things over the years, and I'm looking for a fresh idea.
Well, you need something that involves travel and selling to people, promoting something.
Okay, travel and promoting.
Yeah. That's pretty simple when you think about it.
Okay. Does it say anything in my cards about foster care and adopting children?
Well, I mean, Seven of Diamonds always have a really kind heart, and they always want to take care of other people. And, you know, you understand? That comes with the card.
Okay.
But that tends to tie you down quite a bit now, doesn't it? Wouldn't that kind of thing really tie you up?
It has, yes, for 10 years, yes.
So is that what you want? You want to continue to be tied?
No.
Well, then why? Then you got to think of, you know, you got to get clear about this because you have a choice here, you see. And, you know, if you choose that, that's choosing being tied up again. And I just wonder if that's what you really want. It's okay if that's what you want. There's nothing wrong with anything. But, you know, when you make a decision like that, it's always nice to sort of take some time and explore what that would really be like, you know, in a day-to-day situation.
And I have one other question. My niece is visiting me from Michigan, and she's here. We both have our same 52 days. We both have the Jack of Hearts for our next 52 days.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow's your Seven of Diamonds Day, and it seems like that means something. It should mean something amazing.
She has a Seven of Diamonds Day tomorrow?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
11.
Well, just so you know, day cards are not all that significant usually. Nothing generally really big happens from a day card. It's more like the 52-day cards and the yearly cards that are really important. Those are the ones that really where you look for something significant to happen.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, you might have a, she's got your card tomorrow. Well, what are you guys going to do? Go take in a movie?
Sort of.
You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Day cards are kind of small, short-term, transitory kind of experiences. Okay?
Okay.
They're fun to watch, but don't get too excited one way or the other. There's nothing really big to worry about and nothing really big to look forward to with any day card.
Great. So, and the fact that the same 52 day card, would that be something we could focus on together for growth? Jack of Hearts?
You have the Jack of Hearts every other year in Venus. Have you noticed?
No, I haven't noticed that part yet.
Well, go look in your spreads in the book and look ahead and look in the past. You'll see that every other year you have a Jack of Hearts in Venus, and you have a Jack of Hearts in Venus in your life spread. So you are a person that is born with Jack of Hearts in Venus, which means making sacrifices for those you love. That's what it means.
Okay.
And you've experienced this many times already, I'm certain. Right?
Right.
And there you have it again. So who are you going to sacrifice for this year? Now, okay. I've given you, Diana, very, very, very important piece of information about making money this year. And I hope you take that to heart and get to work on that immediately. By February, you've got to have something in place where a lot of money can come in, or this extraordinary influence will just pass you by. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, now moving right along, because we got callers and we're running out of time. Let's take Claudia of Claudia Palm Desert. She's a Sagittarian. She's born December 17th, 1960. Are you there, Claudia?
Yes, hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And your ruling card is the Three of Diamonds.
Yes,
did you know that? So you're a little worrier about money.
I'm depressed about a lot of things right now, and that's kind of why I'm calling. And I have been with a guy for the last, it's between both my career direction and relationship. And I just broke up like 2 weeks ago, and I was with a December 3rd, 1958 for a whole year, and we were ready to move in, and he's the Two of Diamonds. And he bailed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened.
I can tell you something, first of all. Do you know the system very well? Have you done, like, relationship readings or anything with your potential mates?
What do you mean?
How much do you know about the system? How much have you used it?
Oh, I know a little bit about it.
Okay, so you're a Three of Diamonds, and he's a Two of Diamonds. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means that he's a moon card to you.
Yes.
And that's a great connection, right? Because, I mean, it's one of the strongest ones. It's one of the strongest ones for marriage, all right? But there is a lot to it, because him being moon to you puts him in the more feminine position. Okay?
Okay.
And you basically, if you met a Two of Clubs, you'd have to be in the feminine position with a Two of Clubs person, or if you met a Four of Diamonds person. But when you meet a Two of Diamonds person, they're moon to you, so basically you get to be the leader, and they get to be the follower and the support person. But sometimes men don't want to do that, you know what I mean? I'm just guessing this is a... Because basically, his life has to become about your life then. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't think it was, but this is something that is felt unconsciously anytime two people get together. Maybe you weren't acting as leader, but you were the leader, whether you were doing it or not. Okay? I'm just telling you, why don't you ask him, what does he say? You know, but I think the underlying reason might be that he really didn't want to have to be in a relationship where his life became about your life. And that's what he was.
Well, his idea to move in and everything, so.
Yeah, well, he changed his mind. Okay.
And then I have a two of diamonds all next year in my long range card.
Maybe he'll come back. Make him an offer he can't refuse.
And what about my next question to you was, what about career wise for me? Like next year I go into a new cycle.
Everybody goes into a new cycle on their birthday. You're talking about a new 7-year cycle?
I don't know exactly. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, you'll be going into a whole new 7-year cycle on your birthday, actually. So that's all coming up pretty soon. Very interesting. Well, this could be a very fulfilling 7 years for you. It's the most important cycle of life. From 49 to 55 is the most significant cycle of life. And it peaks at age 52 when it's our critical year, which is a blessed year. So, you know, it just depends on what your real goals are for your life. And all that has a lot to do with how you'll experience this, okay? It all depends on what it is you really want to have happen in your life. So the clearer you can be about what you want, and see, Three of Diamonds tend to change their mind a lot, which can drive you crazy and drive other people crazy too. But if you can get really clear about what you want, you can have it. This is the period when you should have everything you get wanted, everything you wanted in this 7-year cycle. Do you get it?
Yeah, I do. It's just like I wanted everything with this guy. I mean, I did so much in terms of...
Well, he might come back. He might come back. He's your long-range card next year.
Or could be another two of diamonds.
You're in Neptune right now. So, you know, don't make any kind of big decisions about anything until after your birthday. Like, don't even try to figure out what happened. Okay? If you want this guy back, though, I bet you he'll come back.
You think?
Yes.
Or it could be someone else, another two of diamonds.
Well, if you haven't made up your mind.
No, I did, and that's the point. I made up my mind, and I was, like, so content. And then it was just like a blow to my whole life.
Well, do you still talk to him?
No.
Wow.
It's like completely just bailed. He said his band, he was married to his band. And called himself selfish. So.
The thing is, like, if he really wants to be in his band, you got to really understand this moon connection. I'm just telling you, okay? You really have to understand it better. Because like I said, if he was to be with you, his life has to become about your life. And he just, that tells everything, the fact that he said he's with his band. Because you would interfere with that. Not consciously. You don't get it. Okay? You got to think, I want you to read or understand this moon connection. Take some time to understand it better. Being with you, he would have lost his band thing. He would have, eventually. Because being with you, he's just there to make you happy. Do you understand?
I do, and I totally understand what you're saying, but the thing is that
It's not what you do. It has nothing to do with what you do. It's not about you or what you do.
It's not
like you would do that or want to do that. It doesn't matter. It's the energy of that connection. You can't change it. That's what the connection demands. Okay? And he bailed because he didn't want to. Now, if you could like somehow convince him that you wouldn't get between him and his band and there's a limit to what you would ask of him, maybe he'll come back because you got a two of diamonds long range. So it could be him. You know? It could be.
It's just weird because we had such a, you know, creatively... so much going on musically.
Well, and, you know, you got great cards. You got an eight of spades with that two of diamonds. You got a king of hearts underlying it. I mean, I don't think this is going to be, I think it's all going to turn out for the better for you, actually. So it's a little early to tell, but I get a feeling it's going to be really nice.
Really?
Yeah, so just give it a little time. You're in Neptune now. Go see a movie.
And what about him? What is he in?
I'm not going to do his. We've already taken enough time. But I appreciate you calling and being our guest tonight.
Okay, thank you so much.
Call again, Claudia. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, before I take my next caller, I want to just remind everybody that we have a special that goes until Thursday night at midnight. If you order anything on the Seven Thunders website, anything, really, we'll also include, you got to type in the coupon code, BBS Radio, no spaces, all caps. BBS Radio, no spaces, all caps. And we'll send you a pair of our beautiful little wallet cards, which I had specially printed. On one side, it has all the birthdays of the year and the cards. So you can look up somebody immediately. Just pull out your cards and look them up and know their card. On the other side, it has a life and spiritual spread. And like I said earlier, if you know how to read those two, you could actually do any kind of relationship reading with just those two cards. It's all, you know, and you can get our cards and relationships CDs, and you'll learn how to do that if you choose. That's where I teach that. Okay? Having said that, we're going to move on. We may not have time for all of our callers tonight, but we are going to take our next caller, whose name is Debbie. She is from Washington, D.C., and I believe she's another Three of Diamonds.
Yes, I am. How August, are you?
August the 10th, 1959. Is that right?
That's correct.
I bet you are a handful of problems.
No. Just the queen of denial. You know how that goes.
For all those many guys that...
Oh, goodness. Well, actually, there's two questions I have for you. The first one is, I'm kind of in a change of life direction right now, which you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm leaning more toward the metaphysical and parapsychology. I wonder if that's a good avenue for me at this time.
Okay, so just so you know, for all Three of Diamonds, success really generally only comes through going that route, okay? The true satisfaction in life comes from that. So it's absolutely the way that's good for you. You'll get nothing but good from that direction. Okay?
Okay.
You have you have gifts in that area that you haven't even seen yet.
Right. That's what I'm trying to develop right now. I've kind of put this down for a long time.
This is a year that you should be making some wishes, you know.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, you know, so making wishes about, well, how good could your life be? You know, how good can you allow your life to be?
That's the question.
You know, make a little list, like, you know, of things that, like, what would be, like, the most perfect life for you? Okay? Just think, you know, you think, anybody who's, like, 50 years old or 49 or 51 should be thinking about and asking these questions, because you're in that cycle of life where everything you want can come to you if you're an opening, if you can be an opening for that to come in. Make sense?
You have to let it come in if you want it.
You know, you have to be somebody who can receive that. See?
Okay.
So it's really up to us, each of us, to sort of like open ourselves up to having more than we've had in the past during this cycle.
So be open to more experiences, new beginnings.
Well, be open to having more money, more love, more freedom, more joy, more travel, whatever you love. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about stuff that counts. You're a diamond, okay? Stuff does count. You can't deny you're a diamond, right?
Oh, no, I'm a diamond.
Stuff matters.
Denial, that would be me.
why not have more stuff, more things, more relationships, or more better, you know, more better, different, but basically as much as you can handle that's good for you. What is it you want? Now, what's your other question?
My other question has to do with relationships, and I currently, as most threes will do, I have a six of clubs in my life and also a six of hearts that won't go away.
Of course, I knew you had two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said, like most diamonds.
No, not all diamonds have two, but threes do.
Oh, okay.
You know, why not have a backup in case one of them falls out?
Oh, Lord. Well, two is one too many.
Oh, why don't... Well, you seem to be managing okay.
We're working on it. A six of hearts is the one that concerns me. And
well, he's your long-range card this year. In this seven-year period you're in right now, you probably don't, you know.
He's also my karma card.
Yeah, he's your karma card. Absolutely. So you owe him. So, you know, I don't know what kind of karma you're working out with him, but there's some kind of karma happening there, for sure, you know.
Yeah, there definitely is. There's six yeah. of clubs.
You know, the Six of Clubs has a Two of Diamonds karma card, so this is like our last caller who had a Two of Diamonds long range. She's a Three of Diamonds, like you. That was her ruling card. She has a man that's moon to her. He's in love with her. He wants to give her everything, but then he doesn't want to give up his life for her.
Right.
So, you know. But see, you're the one with the problem about what you want. See? You're the one that can't figure out what do I want. And you are the problem in the whole scenario. You're the center of the problem.
Yes, and it goes back to what you said to a caller earlier, not wanting to hurt anyone, and in the process you end up hurting yourself.
Not wanting to be hurt, also fear of being lost or abandoned, not loved, or fear of not giving enough. All those things come into play for Three of Diamonds. It's a tough card.
How can you work through that?
You have to work through it by getting more familiar with your own fears. See?
Right.
Getting to know them, and then so you can see when they're causing you to think a certain way and changing your decisions and all that, see? We can't have control over something until we can be more conscious of it, okay?
Right. And be more sure of myself. So that
yeah, just knowing brain. Like, oh, I'm doing this. I really feel like I need to do this because I'm so afraid. But instead of doing that, I'm just going to sit here and wait and not act, you know?
Keeping my ace in my pocket kind of
and
thing.
And maybe you really want two guys so that you always have a backup.
No.
Yeah, no, but no. You say that, but you have to. You already have two guys.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. As much as you say, oh, no, I don't want two. Guess what? You already got two.
Yeah. So you really think that I should, as far as my career path, delve more into the spirituality and metaphysical?
You'll find a wealth of great things there for you. I have no doubt about that. And it could bring and could have a great occupation come out of it as well. So.
I think so, too. I just have to not be afraid to use what I have. That's the big thing.
Well, yeah, everybody's afraid. But if you let fear make all your choices, you're already in prison. So, you know, don't do that.
Thank
do something,
so
do something risky.
I'll be working on it. I'll let
all right,
you know.
Debbie. Great having you on the
you.
Show. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're really over time, but we're going to take one more caller. And the next one on the list is Eve. I'm sorry, Alicia and Donna, we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. But Eve's birthday is March 22nd, 1963. Are you there, Eve?
Yes. Hello, Robert.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks
and
for taking my call.
And you are an Ace of Diamonds with a Three of Clubs ruler?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. How many people are you driving crazy these days?
I think they're driving me crazy, as a matter of fact. I was in a relationship for 10 years with an Ace of Clubs, Three of Diamonds. And
oh, interesting. You guys are like the opposite cards.
Yes, and he's been in and out, and I wish I could get away, but I'm sort of financially dependent on this gentleman for now. And I have money issues, career issues, and relationship issues. And I was wondering, what do you see for coming up for me in the next few months, year?
Well, a change is, you know, is necessary for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of fear involved, but, you know, your life really can't get going until you, you know, get out or get beyond where you are now. Do you understand?
True. Yes, it's true.
And, you know, maybe there's another, is there somebody else you've met this year? Romantically?
Yes, a couple of people. But it didn't really work out. But I see them from time to time, say hello, but nothing major.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. Like, your situation is unique, you know, in where you are. But right now, you're really doing okay, aren't you?
Actually, I'm hurting a lot because of this Ace of Clubs person for 10 years. I think he may be going back to his wife.
Has he been married the whole time?
No, no, no. He's been divorced for over 10 years, but I think now I see that he's going back to his wife. In the meantime, I have an Ace of Clubs card in my spread for next year, I think.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, it looks like you're going to be involved with him again next year. So maybe he'll go back and then he'll come back again.
But I'd rather just move on to new things because...
Well, you can have that Ace of Clubs mean something different. You can have it mean a brand new beginning.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, that's up to you. See, this is the thing. We have a choice about these cards, you know. You can say, okay, I don't want this to be him again. I'm done with that. So I'm going to have that be my new beginning.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
An Ace Long Range is, you know, a great card for a whole new beginning.
Oh, so, that's good.
Going, you know, learning new things and starting a new business, those are the kind of things we're talking about, okay?
Oh, terrific. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And,
so you're in Saturn right now. Things are not easy, but it'll get better, you know?
I really hope so.
Yeah, and just, you know, look, just keep in your mind what it is that you want, the result. The result would be you being starting over and being free, and but being taken care of, not having to worry. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's very perceptive. Thank you for saying that.
But the Three of Clubs person, yes, your ruling card, they're going to be worrying anyway, so try to, like, see it for what it is and don't get too excited about it, the worrying part, okay?
Yeah. And so in terms of opportunities, in terms of meeting somebody new, in terms of money...
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Are you married to this Ace of Clubs guy?
No. We had a very long relationship, and
you're free to meet somebody else.
Yes. I'm just financially dependent on him right now. You know, his career took off, and he kind of abandoned me. When he needed me, I was there for him, and now he doesn't need me anymore, and so he just literally shut the door on me. And
well, some states have common law stuff. You should investigate that.
We never lived together. He was very bright, you know, he... We live right next door to each other. The apartment is right next door, and you know, he really took me out of his life, and I realized that there was a pattern of psychopathological lying all these years.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that in some states you have a legal right to some sort of support, so you might want to investigate that, okay?
I see. Okay.
It's called common law marriage, and a lot of states have it. Something to look into. They may have it where you are, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, if you've been together so long, you've supported, and there should be some equitable solution for both of you, not just for him.
Uh-huh.
All right, Eve, yeah. I have to go now because we're way over time, but thank you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate it. Good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to end our show now. Thank you, everybody. This was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did, too. One last time, remember the special. It lasts until Thursday. It's BBS Radio as a coupon code for any order on Seven Thunders, and you get a free set of our wallet cards. We'd love to send them to you. You're going to love them. They're great to have. So have a great night. We'll see you next Monday, same time, with a whole new thing, a new contest, a new thing to talk about, and maybe a new special. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. Good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodaya Om Bhur-bhuvah Svaha-tat-savitur-varinyam. Turvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Chodaya Om Burbhuva Svaha Tapsari Turvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona